Happy Friday, TGIF. You guys, my name is Katie, and thank you for hopping on for Friday's edition of Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today, I'm going to go a little nutrition nerd on you, and I want to give you five tips or five ways that you can incorporate more vegetables into your eating habits today. One of the number one things that I hear from clients is that they don't eat enough vegetables. And let's be real, just like our moms always told us, like, we need more vegetables, more nutrients. They're going to help you be healthier, fight disease, so many benefits. So first, I'm just going to walk you through your day. You wake up for breakfast. Ideally, you have time to sit down and enjoy a breakfast. So if that's the case, then I want you to try to add something like spinach or tomatoes or onions and peppers, pretty much anything that's in your refrigerator, throw it in a pan, cook it up with some eggs, super quick, super easy. You can easily get a cup of vegetables in at breakfast. Now, if that's not quite your style, you don't have the time, there's so many recipes out there for breakfast. You could do something like make little mini egg muffins in a muffin tin. You can make a bunch of those up at the beginning of the week, freeze them, and eat them throughout the week. So that way you're still getting in that serving of vegetables in the morning and you don't have to do a lot of work. So that's tip number one. Tip number two, let's say mid-morning. I really enjoy having smoothies. I think they're quick, easy to grab, quick on the go. So before you go to work, before you start your day, maybe the night before, pack up a smoothie. Load in an extra handful of spinach or kale or pretty much anything. If you put, you know, some yogurt or fruit in, you can pretty much mask the vegetable taste if you're not a huge vegetable taste. So that's a great way to sneak in vegetables mid-morning. Lunch, when it gets to lunch, I'm a big salad eater, so that's an option. You know, have a mixed green salad. There's so many different salad types and varieties out there. So get a big serving at lunch. You can add in some extra veggies on there. If you want to go Southwest, you can add something like corn and black beans. Again, some peppers or just whatever you have, whatever you like, throw it in, get creative, and add it to your salad. Where are we? Lunch. Okay, after lunch, let's say mid-afternoon snack. Try to pack some raw vegetables as a snack. So some of my favorites are, of course, carrots, peppers. I love those sugar snap peas. You can try these with hummus. You've heard Lauren and I's rant about vegetables and hummus, but if you don't like hummus, you can also try mixing up some plain Greek yogurt, throwing in a ranch packet. You can get creative, really add any seasonings and make that like a dip so you get a little bit of protein. You got your vegetables, you are set to go. Now, the key here with getting those raw vegetables in right after lunch is making sure that you have some prepped, washed, cut up, ready to go first thing in the morning. Maybe you even have them pre-bagged, or maybe you buy them pre-cut from the store. I know they sell celery. You can pretty much buy anything pre-cut these days. Make sure that's easily accessible and you can just grab and go as a snack. All right, after lunch, we've made it past the afternoon. Now we're heading into dinner. How can you get vegetables in at dinner? So many different options. You can try steamed vegetables. They make real easy. If you watched, I did a Facebook Live the other day of my favorite steamables. So you just buy them in the frozen aisle, pop them in the microwave, and boom, in 5 minutes, you've got maybe two, maybe three servings of vegetables for the day. So you can do steamed vegetables as a side. You can throw it in, make a vegetable stir fry. You can add more veggies into a soup. Add them in with pasta. You can bulk it up with pasta. Gosh, there's just so many ways. And I think that's a cop-out. It's an excuse. You know, don't say that you can't fit in enough vegetables. You just got to get a little creative. And I like to think throughout my day, count in your head, how many times have I eaten vegetables today? There's been one too many times where I get to dinner and I think I haven't eaten a single vegetable. So I hope those tips helped. I really gave you more than five. I gave you about 20 different ways that you can sneak in vegetables throughout your day. Let us know what you think. If you liked this quick episode, please share with a friend. And of course, subscribe, leave us a review. That's how we get feedback. That's how we know what you want to hear. And that's how other people can find us. So tag us on Instagram at Fit Friends Happy Hour. And we look forward to seeing you soon. You guys have a wonderful weekend. Go out there and make it happen. Bye.